at Ambrosia Sita. I am crying so hard from laughing on my drive-in. Love the Chucker. There's great love for the Chucker.
Well, we can't thank you enough for all the time.
There's any question about that. I think it's just part of being a Minnesotan now. Is he alive from Bob Inc.? It's just, people just can't get enough of it. Is there one you have ready, Justin and Throttle, that you want to throw in there? There's so many. I don't want to be the one directing which area we go to, in which direction we're headed. So, Justin, Throttle, where are we headed next?
Bill, what do you got lined up there?
Oh, Mike. You know, not to climb on these guys.
There's a bunch on YouTube that we don't have in the system. There's Carrot Top.
Carrot Top?
Jesse Jackson.
Oh, I remember Jesse Jackson. Man, you're having big fun there.
I've known he's coming in for 2 weeks. How come you guys...
Well, you know.
I'm not trying to be a dink. Yes, I am.
How about Buddy Hackett? That's one of my favorites.
Oh, God, yes. What a great suggestion. Do we have Buddy Hackett?
Yep, I got her ready to go here.
Buddy Hackett. Why he suggested it.
No, it's fabulous. Buddy Hackett with a Chucker on KQ.
Hello?
Buddy Hackett, please.
This is me.
Hi, this is the Chucker from Power 92 Radio. We have that interview scheduled.
We do? Who is it? Tell me again. I don't hear so good.
This is the Chucker.
Hello, Chucker.
Power 92 Radio, Andy Chucker up here in the Playhouse. And right now on the phone, where are we reaching you at, sir?
Malibu.
And how are things in New York today?
I said Malibu.
We have the star of stage, screen, and, of course, classic television, the one and only Buddy Hackett. Welcome back to the Playhouse.
What city are you in?
Now, we all remember you.
I asked you what city you're in.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're here in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Okay.
Now,
go ahead.
Come again?
Go ahead.
Now, we all remember you as that wacky star of that 60s sitcom where you struck gold and you moved up to Beverly Hills. Did you have any part in the writing of that classic show?
Yeah, I wrote every single show, every word.
The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. And
yeah.
Go to California.
Yep.
Do you ever get in touch with old Granny anymore?
No, I don't see any of them.
What's old Jethro Tull doing these days?
Well, he's racing cars.
Speaking of race cars, now you were in old Herbie the Love Bug?
Yeah.
How'd that all come about?
Well,
got a little joke for you.
Oh, go ahead.
This Oriental couple is celebrating their 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
And the wife says, honey, I'll do anything you want for our anniversary sexually. And the husband says, oh, great, I want 69. And she says, you want beef and broccoli?
Yeah. Are you saying that on the air right now?
So what's next for you?
Well, I'm leaving for Africa Friday. I'm going with Jim Fowler, and we're going to see if we can rescue some rhinos.
I'm sure you've rescued a few rhinos in the old Vegas days.
I wrestled them. I didn't rescue them.
Any chance we'll see a Barnaby Jones reunion?
I don't think so. I doubt it very much.
You ever talk to old Lee Merriweather?
Oh, yeah. I see her in golf tournaments. She's a very good player.
Why don't you leave us with an old Buddy Hackett joke?
I can't think of one right now. Just about a horse walked into a bar and put his foot on the rail and another foot on the bar, and the bartender said, why the long face?
Why the long face?
Yeah, he said that to the horse.
Long face.
Yeah.
Well, we can't thank enough for
that. Well, God bless you.
You're an inspiration to the kids all looking up to you. One day wanting to be as cutting-edge comic just like yourself.
Well, thank you very much.
The one and only Buddy Hackett calling from New York City.
Malibu.
Right up here in the Playhouse.
Okay.
At Power 92. The radio.
Bye-bye. I still don't get that joke. Why the long face?
Cutting edge.
Cutting edge. I love the fact that Buddy Epson.
Oh. That Buddy joke is actually in the Bible.
It might be.
No one gets it.
Unbelievable.
Now, Chucker, I don't want to keep you too long. Is there one more segment in you?
I got it if you got it, baby.
I will say this. We're just getting the... People insist we play the Keanu Reeves. Do we have the Keanu Reeves available?
We'll find it.
Okay, we don't want to tell anybody who he mistook Keanu Reeves for, but we'll find Keanu Reeves in the chucker. Oh, my God. We'll be right back in just 60 seconds after this word from Arthur's. Magnificent priority career experts in Vanix bring you more of the KQ Morning Show. We're getting so many suggestions on Twitter. It is unbelievable. They're helping us find the old chuckers if we can't find them. Everyone's just been terrific. We'll be back more with the chucker from Power 92 right after this.
Live from the Mills Fleet Farm studio, back to the KQ Morning Show.
Our special guest live in Studio B, not on Lilac Drive.
It's beautiful here. I came in for the beautiful weather in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, absolutely.
Maui, it is not.
That is for sure. Two hard-hitting questions for you.
Yes, sir.
Chucker. Did you ever interview Lady Di, Princess Diana?
The old Lady Di. No, we had an interview scheduled, but she went to Paris for a little business and romantic trip, and we never got a call.
Never heard from her.
No.
That's too bad. And the second question, at Minnesota Connor on Twitter, can we get the Chuckers' thoughts on the great city of Delano and its residents?
Well, Delano is a beautiful, beautiful city. There was one blotch. I believe there was a young lady named Terry that hailed from there, and we never really recovered on Delano.
Delano.
Delano. Delano, ladies and gentlemen.
A blotch.
I'm feeling hurt.
You know the Chucker loves you.
So how are you, Chuck?
Never been better. It's great to be in town, and... boy, like I keep saying, these studios have changed, and boy, look at Bryce. When did you turn black?
Tom made him wear white face for all those years.
Yes, all those years.
Finally, we're free. Oh, I'm free.
He's a free man.
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty.
You're working for free at last.
Yes, I am.
Working for free at last. No doubt about it. We've gotten to some of the greats. There are hundreds and hundreds of them, so we can't get to all of them. But the favorites are popping up on social media all over the place. People are saying this is the greatest way to kick off a weekend they've ever had, having the Chucker live in studio here at KQRS.
Social media.
Social media.
Now, what's that all about?
I don't. You know, Chucker, I have no idea. Todd Nelson, at Todd Nelson on Twitter, has the Chucker ever run into weatherman John Lastman in his world travels?
No, but the Chucker's pretty tight with the old Barry Zavan.
Tighter than bark on a tree, from what I understand. Doug Sprinthal, a huge Chucker fan.
I Doug Sprinthal.
Rick Springfield.
Now, Chucky, you had mentioned the two guys you didn't ask. Did you ever come away from any of the interviews saying, boy, I wish I asked that one question? The Chucker seemed to ask everything, though.
Well, I tell you what, the Chucker, and not to get too hot and heavy here, but the Chucker actually interviewed the old Sam Kinison like 5 days before he passed away.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, you were the kiss of death on so many.
Well, that's right.
It was Sam Kinison, and the old George Carlin was a good sport. He did not appear on Welcome Back, Kotter.
As it turns out.
Exactly. Didn't you interview Aunt B?
Aunt B, yes, and she didn't know Kelvin Griffith.
I hate that.
Very confusing.
Mm-hmm. Now, Chucker, I've gotten some notes here. You remember Don Shelby, of course, the news anchor at Channel 4 locally.
Yes, the old Don Shelby.
Well, Don is on the TomBernardShow.com, the podcast this afternoon, and he is very excited to meet you.
Well, you know, Don's memory might not be what it once was, but I'll tell you what. The Chucker sat next to Don Shelby in the eighth row of a Queen concert about a decade ago.
Oh, well, we'll have to talk about that this afternoon. What, is 4 o'clock a good time for you?
4 o'clock Central or Eastern?
It would be Central.
I'll be there with bells on.
Excellent. He's very, very excited. The whole family is to see the Chucker again, to talk to the Chucker. Now, there was once an actor named Keanu Reeves. I believe he used to be in the acting business. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Yes, I think that's right. Keanu wanted to start a band, from what I understand. The Chucker interviewed Keanu Reeves, did a tremendous, tremendous interview. I do believe we have that ready in Studio A here at KQRS.
Howard 92 in the Ducker. Right now on the telephone, from where are you calling from?
California, Los Angeles.
And how are things in Hollyweird today?
Moggy. We can't tell. We haven't been outside in 3 days.
We have members of the new band Dog Star featuring the one and only Keanu Reeves. Welcome hello.
Hey.
Now, first of all, Mr. Reeves, let me say what an inspiration you are to all the youth of today.
Thank you.
Uh-oh.
What kind of inspiration?
Well, after that horrible, horrible accident you had about a year and a half ago on a horse, and you're able to get back and actually start a band, how'd that come about?
Uh-oh.
Well, he is Superman, after all.
They're connected. But I've actually been playing the band for about 4 years.
You're going to have to speak up a little bit. I know it's hard to breathe. Now, when did you realize that despite your handicap, the music must live on?
What's my handicap? Chuck, you there?
Now, I haven't seen you play guitar before. Is this a difficult process, being that you can't use your arms and legs?
Hey, bro, that's dark. We play with ourselves, mostly.
Is that a pun? So is there any chance we might see you on stage jamming out with your mouth?
Yeah. Hey, Chuck, you there? Yo,
hopefully
man.
In the spring.
Whatever you're on, man, you send some to us.
So what advice would you give the youth of today that find themselves disabled because of a horrible horse riding accident?
Oh, my God. Basically do is just disable the horse. Put the horse down.
Well, I've got to go see a man about a horse right now.
Yeah.
Listen, you're an inspiration to the kids. They love you.
All right, thank you.
And next time you're in town, you look the old Chucker up. We'll go out and, hey, I'll feed you.
All right. We'll throw some Prozac together. Cool.
Mr. Keanu Reeves and the entire group, we look forward to seeing you in person.
All right. Thanks kindly.
The one and only Keanu Reeves and the band. Come again?
Come four.
The one and only. It's Hot Power 92.
Well, you do know that the greats like Jimi Hendrix played guitar with his mouth. So.
That's right.
Absolutely.
I forgot about that. Now, I thought Keanu Reeves did a great job.
Yes, he was really into it. You know, they said to me, you can interview Keanu Reeves, just don't ask about his movies. And we didn't.
I mean, who's the other guy, though? There was another guy piping in.
Oh, that was like the bass player riding his coattails, you know.
Oh, okay. I'm glad to hear that, because now, you know, people being gainfully employed, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that was the Ringo of Dark Star or Dark Horse or whatever the band was.
Dog Style. That's what it was.
You know, you have to wonder from their end when they hung up the phone, how many of them went, what an idiot. Who was that guy? What was he talking about?
Well, remember, when 99% of these celebrities do these interviews, they have one after another.
Sure.
So the Chucker is like 18th out of 30. And it just, you know, a little bit of a setback for him usually.
Well, you could hear one of them in the background say, man, this is dark.
Man, this is dark. Oh, God, just more comments on Twitter. Thank you for the best morning ever from at Jordan M 4320. At Rye Clayson, best Friday ever. Chucker was a precursor to the social media we have now. At KJ Loudon on Twitter, Chucker is absolutely destroying me this morning. Great way to end the week. Happy Friday to everyone. Oh, Keanu.
Amy Kerr Poopa is listening. And Gretchen, remember Gretchen?
Gretchen. Yep.
How is the old Poopa?
Poopa's good. They were with you when you had the red carpet event.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Chucker, what do you do with the millions of dollars in residuals you get from this kind of stuff?
Oh, well, you remember, you know, the best of the KQ Morning Crew Volume 2. That one almost made me $11. And I don't know. Let's call the old Mark Steinmetz and find out.
Yeah, find out where the money went. I do think one of the most brilliant comments that Chucker ever was, whenever you're in town, come on by and see the old Chucker and I'll feed you.
Well, I meant let's do dinner, but...
Yes, that's why. I'm sure it's true. Oh, God.
That was so hilarious. I'll feed you.
At Grinchell, holy shit, I forgot the greatest thing I've ever heard. Thank you, Chucker. And another one, holy shit, the return of the Chucker is the greatest. The Keanu Reeves one just is killing people. Because I think he handled it so well.
He did. He was cool.
He did. This was pre-Matrix, remember. You can't, you can't interview him now, or can we?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. Right there. Since the Chucker kind of retired off all that wealth he learned, he earned from Greatest Morning Show Stuff Part 2, are there stars that you'd like to interview today? I mean, I got to believe a guy like, Kanye West.
Kanye would be wonderful, and we could also include his bright wife in that one. The old Britney Spears would be good. We could dig into her psychological background.
Yes, which you were great at.
No, yes.
How about Miley?
Miley. She does the old achy breaky heart song.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't thank you enough for all the time.
Can't thank you enough for all the time, ladies and gentlemen. Brilliance. It's what radio should be. There's no question about that. It's unbelievable. We have, again, I'm getting now emails from people on the afternoon show saying, God, they cannot wait to hear the Chucker on the podcast this afternoon.
Oh, a lot of pressure. A
lot of pressure on you, man, but there are so many more that we haven't gotten to. I'd like to ask you a favor, because I know you don't have all day, but if we could have you stick around and have a little talk with Doug Sprinthal from Walzer, because he's a huge fan, and I know he'd be so honored if you would just stay for about five more minutes, if you can do that.
He's not very bright
either. If I'll do it if you'll explain one thing.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is a podcast?
Digital radio is what it is.
Digital radio. Kind of like the old CB radio?
Same story.
Okay.
It's ham radio.
All right. Well, I'll be here, and we got a great big convoy rocking through the night.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. If you could just stick through one more song and talk to Doug Sprinthal, and I know you have a million things to do. Everybody's looking forward to seeing you this afternoon at 4 o'clock on the TomBernardShow.com. They're fired up, ready to go. They can't get enough. So we'll be right back to close out with the Chucker and Doug Sprinthal.
Dusty Springfield?
Dusty Springfield. That's exactly right. Right after Edgar Winter at KQ. It's 8:22 right now, 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Doug Sprinthal from Walzer.com, the Walzer Automotive Group, having a conversation about automobiles with the Chucker on KQ.
Oh, boy. Johnny Rock, how are you?
Johnny Rock has left the building. Doug Springfield, but it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
I was about 4 years ahead of you at Marshall U. I think you're friends with my stepbrother, Danny Murphy.
The old Danny Murphy.
Yep.
How's Soul Asylum doing?
Well, he quit. I think he's on his own. He's sitting on his wallet right now, I think, doing pretty well. I remember when he started playing guitar, and he was horrible, and then 5 years later, he's opening at First Avenue.
Well, you wouldn't believe it, but the Chucker remembers going to a kegger down at the Mississippi, and your relative's band was playing it. They were called At Last at the time.
Yep, I remember. Was that down by the River Road? Must have been, huh?
Down by the Lazy River.
Anyway,
I believe that was about 1972.
It probably felt like 1972. We, at Walzer Chucker, we actually named our big selling tool after you. It's called the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty.
The Powertrain Warranty?
Exactly. Buy any new car from Walzer, and you get a lifetime powertrain warranty for free, and also on most used cars. How's that for an honor?
Honor? I think I need to call my lawyer.
Wyatt. And I'll give you a tip if you go to the podcast, because I do those every once in a while. Don Shelby explained it to me. It's just like radio, but with a lot of swearing.
Podcast.
Podcast.
Well, we can't thank you enough for all the time. The old Dusty Springfield.
See you later, John.
Thanks, Doug. Walzer Automotive Group, walzer.com. Now, Chucker, I understand that you've called your high-powered attorney and you freed up some more time to spend with us on the KQ Morning Show, which is quite an honor.
Yes, I've been promised 2 coffee mugs and a T-shirt.
Oh, now we're cooking, man. More with the Chucker right after this at KQ.
Live from the Mills Fleet Farm Studio, back to the KQ Morning Show.
It is 8:34 now, 26 minutes until 9 o'clock at KQRS. Our very special guest in studio this morning, live in Studio B, the Chucker, is with us. I'm in one of those situations that I'm laughing so hard, pretty soon my voice will be so deep you won't be able to hear it.
You sound like the Catman, this old DJ I used to know.
The Catman.
He was black, though, wasn't he?
I believe so, on DGY.
I believe that he changed places with Bryce. Bryce turned black, and then Catman.
My head is spinning.
My head is now spinning. Now, Chucker, I want to get your opinion on something here.
Yes.
Before we go to another classic Chucker. Duck Dynasty, is that a show you've watched?
The old Duck Dynasty, yes. I'm a big fan of it, as well as J.B., and we just love it. We think it's so funny. That takes place in that pawn shop in Las Vegas.
Yes, that's exactly right. It sure looks like Phil Robertson's controversial comments on December actually did damage Duck Dynasty, because the show was in a ratings free fall. Wednesday's episode drew only 4.7 million viewers, making it Duck Dynasty's weakest turnout in 16 months since November of 2012. It also ends a streak of 33 straight episodes with more than 5 million viewers. Even though some of the decline is undoubtedly linked to Phil's comments, the show has been on the downswing ever since it attracted 11.8 million viewers for the season 4 premiere last August.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't see the old Duck Dynasty merchandising like you used
no.
to, T-shirts and hats.
No, you've got to open your eyes to see it now.
Well, there is that.
You know, actually, I think there's more to it. I don't think it has to do with what he said. I think it's that every single episode is the same.
Yeah.
Sigh's a fool. Jace always pokes at Willie, and the dad just says no to everything.
Yeah, I don't think it had anything to do with his comments.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have character development, you're dead.
Chucker, can you grow a beard like that?
Like the old ZZ Top. You're darn right.
Yep.
I've seen it. It's unbelievable. No question about that, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just point that out.
I haven't been this excited about a guest since Brian Setzer.
Brian, right.
He was a great guy.
Brian Setzer. Yep. Love him. He's a sports figure.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Very, very famous sports figure, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, Chucker, maybe you should interview Dave, because he's going to be at the Cinema Grill tomorrow night performing. Oh.
Yeah. Cinema Grill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Nothing better than comedy at a grill.
Cinema Grill, boy.
Yeah, every photo mat is gone now. So.
That's wonderful. It's like the Comedy Store and the Cinema Grill.
live stand-up comedy. Dave Mordahl has done it all. He's been a Marine, a heavy equipment operator, a botched hometown gas station robber, a stand-up comedian, and a television host. Dave came from Elk River to make it to the big-time comedy spotlight, much to the enjoyment of cringe humor fans everywhere.
Yeah.
Best known for his appearances on two seasons of Last Comic Standing, Dave's biting wit has quickly made him a favorite on shows such as The Tonight Show, Tough Crowd, and Comedy Central's Live at Gotham. He also most recently was the host of the Discovery Channel's Recreation Nation. It still pisses me off that's not on anymore. I love that show.
You made all that up.
No, I didn't.
No mention of KQ in this bio.
No, he's not on there anymore.
No, I, you know.
He's moving up the Chucker to a different place.
By the way, I don't know where they got the picture Chucker of Dave Mordahl on the New Hope Cinema Grill website, but he looks like he's about 19.
He is a handsome young devil, isn't he?
He is
what
a handsome
what
young.
The hell happened to you?
Is he alive?
Well, maybe I'm not going anywhere with Chucker.
You don't think so?
Oh, I'd go with sure.
Care Zero Res, bringing you more of the KQ Morning Show. Remember Dave Mordahl at New Hope Cinema Grill. Our pal Jerry out there, great guy, great room.
Oh, yeah, he's just in yesterday.
Great guy.
You got to say hi to Chucker's dad is listening.
Yes. Hello to the Chuckers' mom and dad, Frank and Diane.
Frank and Diane
little
Chucker.
Ditty.
Just like the song. Yeah.
That's right. A little ditty about Frank and Diane.
You're damn right. That's all we need to know. Now, Chucker, as we move along through the archives of brilliant humor, the way radio was meant to be, we've now come to celebrating rock and roll as the fine music that it is. Chucker's a huge rock and roll fan.
Love it.
Chucker, many, many years, was known at the time, I believe, Deadhead.
The old Deadheads.
That's what I've heard.
Is this Bob Weird?
This might be Bob might be Bob Weird and the Chucker at KQ.
That Power Radio and your Chucker up here in the Playhouse, boys and girls. Right now on the phone. Where are we calling you at?
I'm in Poughkeepsie.
And how are things in Holly Weird today?
we're cruising. Things are going just fine.
We have a rock and roll legend, boys and girls. You know him best as one of the founding fathers of the great band, the old Grateful Dead. Please welcome the one and only living legend, Bob Weird. Welcome to the Playhouse.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, we've been a fan of the old Grateful Dead for some, I don't know, 45, 50-odd years. How'd the band first get together back in the late 50s?
Late 60s, or mid-60s. I was wandering the back streets of Palo Alto, and I heard banjo music coming out of the back of a music store, and went and knocked on it. It was New Year's Eve, and I knew it was Jerry Garcia in there, because I knew that he was teaching banjo there.
Hey, where do you hide something from a Grateful Dead head?
I don't know. I give up. Where?
Under the soap. Well, what you been doing lately?
Well, I've been on tour with Rat Dog, my current band.
Old Rat Dog, the band that did Round and Round?
Well, actually, we have done Round and Round, but I don't think we were the ones that made it famous.
So what can we expect when we come on down to that great theater to see that new band you've got going play your show?
We'll probably be doing all that stuff, the Grateful Dead tunes, my old tunes, and some new ones that the band Rat Dog has written and recorded in the last year or two.
Hey, what does a Grateful Dead head say when they run out of pot?
I don't know what.
Good Lord, what is this horrible music? So what advice would you give to up-and-coming musicians that someday want to rock and roll all night and party every day?
Well, I'll tell you what, you got to love what you're doing. You got to love the music you're playing and leave it as open-ended as you can.
Riding that train, high on cocaine, Casey Jones, you better watch your speed.
That's actually an anti-drug song, the very first.
The Come Again?
That was the very first anti-drug song, believe it or not.
So why do Grateful Deadheads wave their arms in the air when they dance?
I give up. Why?
Try to keep the music out of their eyes. Well, we can't thank you enough for all the time.
All right.
Sugar Magnolia Blossoms Blooming.
Or something like that.
The one and only Bob Weir to the Grateful Dead. Right up here in the Playhouse, boys and girls. Go out and get that new album of his. That new album.
Evening Moods.
Evening Moods. Right up here. Come again.
All right.
And Hot Power Radio.